This is a podcast story brought to you from Camping on the Wildside. The question: how close do you listen to nature? The beauty about a podcast story is that you use your own imagination to build a picture of the story I tell. I find that fascinating, that words that are spoken can transport you to a place and each person listening thinks of something different. As I sit in the back garden in South Ayrshire in Scotland, the sun is shining, the kind that you need to close one eye and try and write. I'm not complaining, but we all do it. There's a gentle breeze and hardly a cloud in the sky. I'm on a chair, feeling pretty relaxed and chilled, with my feet up on a clothes pole, brainstorming ideas for a podcast story. A blackbird is singing, and its sound is echoing through the houses and gardens. It's one of my favourite bird sounds. So today's podcast, I'm going to take you on a journey of sounds with nature. I've never really delved deep into sounds until now, probably because we take them all for granted, and many of us don't feel that they're important. Depending on who you are, they will relate differently to each of us. So as this is a wild camping podcast, let's keep it all related to that topic. Probably because I know what I'm talking about. There is nothing better than planning a wild camp. I get so excited to see where I can go. The three key things I do when planning a wild camp is 1. Go to places that are not popular, so not busy. I like remote spots, the quietness, and peaceful places. 2. Go somewhere I have never been before. To new surroundings, new views, new scenery. The walk in and the hike is new, and different terrain to deal with. And 3. Safety. Always be safe and sensible. What I take: my abilities to climb, hike, and navigate. Once we know where we're going, it's time to get our kit sorted. Remember the sounds. We all have a camping box or two, or possibly 3. Sliding it out, the excitement of opening up and seeing your camping gear. The pots and pans, stoves, forks and knives, cups, water bottles, to name some gear. Pulling them out the box is always exciting, and hearing the pots clang together, deciding what kit to take, is never easy. We all have things that we have never opened, and today's camp still doesn't require us to use it, so that still doesn't get opened. All your items create the types of sounds that give us excitement. Why? Because we know that this is our adventure ahead, and you need the right things to take, so you have to be on it. The noise from our sleeping bags, tents, pegs, poles, and other kit you need. All these sounds relate to building our camping process. We subconsciously know most of the sounds, and probably guarantee if you close your eyes, you could tell what piece of kit was being moved or opened. Clothing, from unzipping jackets, trousers, the distinctive rustling of waterproof materials, tying shoelaces on leather boots, and zipping up gaiters and Velcro straps. These are all regular noises that everyone hears, and most of us just take them for granted. All packed up, we close the rucksack. The ties, clips, buckles, and straps adjusted. We can do all this blindfolded, as we know the process. With the car packed, we're off. Our faces are beaming as we leave, because each of us is doing what we love, and why we do this is personal. We all have stories, reasons, the whys and the memories, and the plans. These are what make our trips and adventures special to us. The sounds change immediately when you're in the car driving. You take in more. Hearing your rucksack fall over in the back, bottles tipping over and rolling around the floor, checking the mirror or turning your head to make sure all is well in the back is a priority. The weather plays a big part in sounds. As we travel, that could be the rain on the windows, the wipers cleaning it off, the cold air filling the car with the windows down. It's a really good feeling while heading away on an adventure, and your senses become more alert as we near the car park. Pulling up to the car park is the official start of your adventure. The tyres crunch on the stones as you drive slowly to enjoy the moment. The windows are down, radio off, and you don't talk. You are here, and taking in the immediate sounds. The odd car pulling into a space near you keeps you in the real world. Out the car, you soak up the views. Hands shielding your eyes from the sun, like you're holding a pair of binoculars, making you see further away. The sound of a lorry passing and bringing a large waft of air as it passes and onto his journey to who knows where until it fades away. The noises and sounds have mostly been generic, man-made sounds. Now as we lock the car, put our rucksack on our back and walk the few miles to the location of your choice will be completely different. The car soon disappears out of sight behind you. It's now just you and nature. The rustling of your clothes as you walk down the track. Your gaiters scuff the heather and grasses that close the small narrow path. Your senses are all heightened. The click of your walking poles find their pace and holding point on the track to keep you safe. A breeze that is very slight keeps the sweat from running down your face. You can hear your breath and your heart beat in your chest from the energy you use. You have left all the town and city noises behind. It's a great feeling you are now with nature. It's how you treat nature that counts. Respect it, and it will let you enjoy it. The birds are chirping, singing and flying around you, checking you out, judging you as a friend or foe. All the singing calls are friendly and happy, making you wonder, what are they saying? To keep your energy up, you stop for food and water in a little spot by a stream or on a comfy mound of soft grasses so that you can have a great view of the area. The water bottle is out first, taking a good sip on this fine day, followed by a rummage in a pocket for an oat bar. Sitting calmly, watching a beetle work around your feet and more birds' sounds joining you on your adventure. You don't have to know what they are. It's all about listening to them. Close your eyes, listen, breathe, and let your senses open up and start feeling all the sounds and noises around you. The more you focus, the more you hear. Bees, flies, and other insects catching your ears. You naturally look where the sound is coming from because you're not distracted by anything else. Nature itself has its own ambient sound, and to each of us, it's different to what we hear. Regarding the pitch, decibels, and how your brain interprets it, it's individual to us all. Onwards we go, crossing trickles of water, splashing from your boots and flowing over stones causing bubbles, keeping the water full of oxygen to support life. Waterfalls, currents, waves and tides capture your ears and eyes for many moments without saying a word. With the breeze picking up, long grasses sway, causing ripples rustling softly. We get mesmerised with waving grass, visually, and with the sound. It's magical what the wind causes nature to do, carrying on through gates with metal latches. A clang and clunk as it opens and shuts. Sheep graze and nibbling the short grass while cattle stop and stare while chewing. A small man-made bridge appears, a few pieces of timber roughly nailed together, raising you up and over a dry riverbed. Nettles, now in clumps around either step, scratching off your gaiters. Spiders' webs clearly seen around the gaps in the planks from not being used by man for a while. We still use the planks to cross, even though there's no water. It's the thrill of being a child again and making your adventure. A loose plank makes you wobble and keeps you on your toes while crossing. Reaching your camping spot, you pause. Take in the views. It's late afternoon and different birds use different times to sing and call to be heard. You listen for anything that catches your ears. Taking your rucksack off, it makes you feel lighter and able to hear better. The noise of air. Distant gulls makes you very relaxed. Building the tent is the first task. Unfolding it and letting it open up in the soft breeze, the rustling as it opens up like a parachute, the clatter of poles as you build them together. With the tent built and the pegs pushed into the ground, the door is unzipped to air the tent. This is now home for the night. Settled in, you sit, stare, and feels like you have stopped breathing as you take in home and all the sounds around you. A rumbling of your stomach brings you back to remind you to eat. With a sharp click of the stove and a puff as the gas lights up, it's a good feeling and makes you smile as it heats up water for a cup of tea. Making yourself comfy in your tent is a priority. Bed is sorted. Clothing for sleeping in. Torches ready. Just so you're all organised. Steam puffs from the pot and bubbles into your cup, and this is the point you're relaxed. With that cup of tea or coffee, held with two hands wrapped around it, giving you the warm feeling through your body. The doorway of loose materials flaps in the breeze. A honeybee searches for pollen, jumping from flower to flower, before heading back to its home. The sounds of nature are amazing, and most of us take it all for granted. But when you're away in the outdoors, they become your radio and television. Watching and listening is very therapeutic. An empty cup lies to the side, and the simmering of food is in a pot cooking. The noise of gas heating up and the flames causing a shimmering effect. Steam wafting allows you to acknowledge dinner is ready. Sounds of cooling down mouthfuls of hot food before it enters your mouth is repeated a few times. There is no rush, hurry or panic to do anything. Wild camping slows you down and feels like time has stopped. A distant drone catches your ears as it echoes around your tent. Watching and waiting, a small local bright-coloured fishing boat chugs into view. You can watch it for ages as it collects a handful of pots. You sit and dream about being that fisherman and turn it into a romantic job, not knowing the reality and hard work that it is. With the sun setting, you wrap up and walk for a short distance from the tent, taking in the last sounds before dark. The noise of the sea, lone tree branches of leaves waving in the breeze holding tight. Gulls and moorland birds let you know they are still there. A curlew can be heard as it takes flight and lands a short distance away, keeping an eye on you for its safety. The last of the light brings the silence and the coldness. The cold of the night makes you cozy down into your sleeping bag. Rustling about in your sleeping bag lasts a few minutes until you find your comfy spot. Out with the light, leaving you in the pitch dark, while your eyes and ears adjust. The dark now brings a different element to sounds. The dark highlights your senses, focuses your brain and reduces your vision. You feel helpless, with only your ears as a guide and saviour. The breeze finds its way into your tent, and you can feel it on your face as you lay there dozing in your sleeping bag. Being unable to see, your eyes are closed, and that alone relaxes you, and soon you are drifting off. If you're one of the few people who manage to get a good sleep while camping, then you're lucky. Many of us toss and turn most of the night, which gives us broken sleep. Being woken up naturally, with the sunlight and birds quietly singing, is a fantastic experience. Laying in your sleeping bag, listening and trying to decipher which birds you know can be a challenge. Moving in your sleeping bag causes it to rustle, adding to being more awake. Stretching out, you take hold of the zip, and feeling the door open, it lets in a flood of morning fresh air. You get the first glimpse of the fresh morning. Some low cloud, the grass covered in dew droplets, surround the tent. The sun starts to show itself, which makes the birds sing more. When the sun finally covers your tent with light, heating the air and you is a really good feeling. Nature and wildlife always take advantage of the sun. Plant life grows, pollination, reproduction, and flowers bloom. Wildlife call out, sing, and communicate. They use nature to feed, grow, and get energy from. The beauty of wild camping and being outdoors is that you get to see this happen. If you're in the right place at the right time, you just need to stop and listen. The task of taking down your tent, packing it away, and everything else is a sad time for many. Once all away, you can reflect while you have a cup of tea and a bit of breakfast. It really is amazing how we walk into nature and it carries on around our feet and ears. Nature relaxes you, de-stresses you, allows you to appreciate life, slows you down, and makes you breathe. While you head back to your car, take in the beauty around you and leave your time in nature as you found it, so that everyone else can enjoy it for a long time after you. When you're out in your next wild camp or in the outdoors, maybe some of these points I talk about may help you along the way to enjoy the sounds of nature. Thanks for listening to a Camping on the Wildside podcast story. I'm Steve Walker, and we shall see you again a lot sooner, I hope. Bye for now.